You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connections show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner, and I'm so lucky to be able to be broadcasting this show at the exact time of the spring equinox. So this show's going out live on March the 21st. I'm recording the show shortly before this and really celebrating the arrival of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. And for those of you who may be listening in the Southern Hemisphere, of course, you also have equinox. And we're dedicating this show to spring, to equinox, to balance, and to inviting the Nature Kingdom to join us during this hour and to discussing together different aspects of nature that can help us bring ourselves into balance. So to give you a little overview of today's show, we're going to be talking about balance and what that means to us and flower essences which might help us achieve balance during the first part of the show. In the second part of the show, we're going to be talking about colour and looking at some of the colours of spring as we're surrounded by the most beautiful yellows, lime greens, spring greens here in the Northern Hemisphere right now. So we're going to be talking about the advantages of colour, the vibrations of colour, and doing some colour breathing together. In the third part of the show, we're going to be looking at spring from a Chinese medicine perspective, and more particularly looking at the liver and gallbladder meridians and what wisdom the Chinese medicine can shed upon us for daily life, and looking at some flower essences that may help if you feel that this is useful for you. And then the final part of the show, we're going to be really tuning in to some flowers that are really wishing to speak to us right now, in particular the daffodil, which have been absolutely glorious this year in the UK. So I hope you'll join us for the whole hour, and I will be back shortly, and we're going to be talking about balance. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome back to the Nature Connection Show, and today we are celebrating spring and recording at the time of the spring equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere. So the day that the show goes up live is March the 21st. So first of all, let's tune in a little bit into spring equinox. And as I'm sure those of you listening already know, spring equinox is a time when the light and dark is of equal measure here on this planet. So obviously that's the same wherever we live, whether in the northern or southern hemisphere. We have this short time when light and dark is in balance. Obviously, depending on where we live here in the northern hemisphere, the yang energy is rising, spring is coming. So we have this lovely upward thrust of energy taking us forward. Those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, the yin is rising. So nature is possibly just starting to look a little bit tired. Leaves might be beginning to turn. And again, the energy is going downwards. But at the same time, we have this moment of balance when we have equal light and dark. So What I'd like to do during the first part of this Nature Connection show today is really tune in to balance and what that might mean for us and how we can use flower essences to bring more balance, more equality into our lives. And we're going to be looking at different aspects that we all encounter in our daily lives and just pausing for a few moments and seeing where balance comes into that. So to help me do this, I'm all prepared in where I record, and I'm burning a blend of the essential oils that I use, the Cat's Eye blends of oils. And there's a lovely blend created especially to celebrate spring and to celebrate and help balance many of the things that we're actually discussing in the first part of the show. So it contains a combination of juniper, hyssop, raven sarah, orange, ylang ylang, cedarwood, sandalwood and frankincense essential oils. So some of them are very relaxing and calming, grounding, bring us into our bodies. Others of them are cleansing and really enlivening the body. So a lovely, lovely way just to remind me as I record this show and pass these vibrations on to you as to how we can use nature to help balance us. So let's tune in to balance a little bit, and let's just together just take a few moments to feel into how balanced you feel right now. So remember that we're bringing the equinox energies through this, so it's a time when light and dark are of equal measure. So let's have a look at that in our own bodies. So if you're able to sit down and reflect, that's great. If you're doing something like driving right now, you can join in too, but please obviously don't close your eyes. You can just deepen your breath and reflect. So let's first of all just take some deep breaths together. So if you're able, just sit back and just relax a little bit. Even if you're occupied right now, just take some time to feel your body. Just take some time to stop. And breathe either into your heart chakra or take some breaths into the solar plexus chakra. Maybe all the way down to the lower belly, and just let the shoulders drop. And just feel your body and just allow yourself to feel how you feel right now. However that is, just allow that to be right now. So in this place of balance, we're going to take some balanced breaths together. So you can choose the length of your breaths. So I'm just going to suggest the number 3, but it could be 2 or 4 or 5. So as you breathe in, count to 3. So 1, 2, 3. And then breathe out also to the count of 3. 1, 2, and 3. Now you can have longer or shorter breaths should that be more comfortable for you. But let's just bring in this sense of equal length of breaths to help our bodies reflect back this balance of the equinox time. So deep breaths in, count 3 or longer. And then deep breath out again, count the same number, for example, the number 3 or longer. And just do a couple more. So just allow yourself to feel this balance, this sense of equal in your body. And if this feels good to you, why not see if you can do this as much as you can for the rest of your day today. And whenever you think of it, just count the number that's comfortable for you as you breathe in, for example, 3. And count the same number as you breathe out. And just invite this sense of balance into your body. Now, it's a perfect time to be doing this right now at equinox. But of course, you can do this at any time you wish to invite balance into your life. So what does it mean to be in balance or to be out of balance? Let's just think and together of some of the areas in life where it's so very easy to go out of balance. And let's just use this equinox energy to bring us more into balance. So for many of us nowadays, particularly if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, when there is this extra energy available to us through nature, it's very easy to do more than we actually rest. So let's look at the polarities of resting and taking action. And I'd just like you to consider how much you rest every day and how much you take action every day. So at this time when there's equal dark and light, it would be the perfect time just to allow yourself to rest for exactly the same amount of time as you are on the go. So just see how this feels to you. And obviously we do at different times of the day and at different times of the year and of our lives, we have more action or less action. But just as a general tendency for you as a person, what is your tendency? Is it to do more, to take more action, or to rest more? Now some of us, and I'm guilty of this one myself, can very easily do more and forget to rest. So this is one of the ways that flower essences has greatly helped me, and I always use flower essence to help balance this aspect in myself. And there are others of us that actually find it really difficult to get ourselves going, and we're resting and going inwards and almost not taking part is an easier option. So whatever that is for you, just allow that to be right now. Now, if you're somebody that tends to be a bit of a workaholic or a perfectionist, a flower essence that would be very, very useful, especially at this time of year, is the vervain flower essence. Now, the flower essences I'm going to be suggesting to you in this part of the show are all up from the batch range, so they're very easy to get hold of wherever you live. So vervain is one of the batch essences. And this is a lovely essence to take to help you relax, to help your body know that it's absolutely okay for you not to work all the time, for you not to push and strive and feel overworked and stressed all the time. So by taking vervain, it encourages you to take deep breaths. It allows that small voice inside of you to whisper that just little bit stronger, encouraging you to take some time out, to take some walks in nature, to sit, to take some deep breaths, maybe to meditate more, to exercise more. And just for it to be okay for you to be as you are right now. And it's particularly useful in springtime because it does have an affinity with the liver energies and gallbladder energies as well, which we'll be talking about later on in the show. So let's have a look at a couple of other areas of balance in our bodies. So this time I'd like you to think about the polarity of giving and receiving. So just allow yourself to reflect upon how much you give to others and how much you allow yourself to receive from others. Now this is not about money, although it could be part of the picture. This is about giving of ourselves, helping others, being of service to others. Now again, for many of us, this is an area which can be very out of balance. And in today's world, it's very easy to be encouraged to, especially if we're people that like to take action, to give, and to forget that it's also okay for us to receive. And when this happens, very often, secretly, often subconsciously, we can feel quite resentful and angry when we're giving all the time and not receiving ourselves. So again, there's a lovely flower essence that can help balance this, and it's the Centauri Flower Essence. That's spelled C-E-N-T-A-U-R-Y. And this is a lovely tiny pink flower which can help you really find that balance in your life where you are still a loving, giving person, but you have strong, clear boundaries around yourself that enable you to say no when it's not right for you to help or to take part, and for also to take care of yourself. So that's Century Flower Essence. It actually almost sets up a lovely force field, pink force field around you, which allows you to stay very much in your own energy system and not allow yourself to be pulled out to do things that you don't want to do that are not in your highest good and that may actually take more energy than you have right now. So if that feels resonant for you, have a look for some Century Flower Essence. You can just put a drop or two in your daily drinking water. And the last polarity that I'd like to actually look at with you right now is the polarity of being in your body and being out of your body. Now, let me just talk a little bit about what I mean by this. So for many of us, especially if we're sensitive people, and listeners of Natural Health Radio may well be people who fit into this category because it appeals to those of us who are in the healing profession in some way or another. And we often tend to be quite sensitive. So when we're around difficult or harsh energies, now that could be physically around us, but it could also just be watching the television. What tends to happen is that our subtle bodies find this very challenging. So at some point in ourselves, we are more out of our bodies than we are in our bodies. Now, this can, one way of knowing this would be if you feel quite scattered, if you're a bit of a daydreamer, if you find yourself bumping into things or tripping up things, being forgetful, putting things in the wrong places, losing your words. There's all different ways of knowing that this might be true for us. But usually being a bit of a daydreamer is a good clue. Somebody who likes to sit and literally they can be in a room of people but not actually hear or see what's going on around them. Now, that again, there's all different degrees of this. But let's just look at that and sit with that polarity just for a few more seconds of how much time do you actually spend in your body. And how much time do you spend dreaming and being out of your body? Now, very often, those of us who go on the computer a lot, that's a very almost out-of-body thing because we're paying attention to something outside of ourselves rather than paying attention to what's in the here and now in front of us. So if this makes sense to you and you feel like you're a bit of a daydreamer or in a place in your life where you could benefit from being more grounded and more comfortable in your physical body, the batch flower essence for this is Clematis. So Clematis will help you stay more focused, more present in your daily life. Interestingly, when we come more into our bodies, often we feel less tired. It's really hard work for the physical body to do what it needs to do, to digest, and to really all the physical cellular changes that take place all of the time in our bodies without us even thinking about it, needs energy from the body. And if we're not physically anchored in our body, this can become, it's much harder for our bodies to do this work. So by being present energetically in your body, or by taking steps to become more present, can really help the physical body do its job much better. So putting a drop or two of Clematis in your daily drinking water can really, really help that process. So there are just three different polarities of balance which we all experience in our daily lives, no matter who we are. And I hope that's helped you to have a little think about balance in your life and how you might be able to, at this very special time of year when balance is all around us, the nature kingdom right now is reflecting balance back to us. So it becomes a time when it's so much, much easier and much, much supported to actually bring balance into our own lives. And flower essences are a wonderful, wonderful support for this. So I will be back after the break, where we are going to be talking about colour. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome back to the Nature Connection Show. This is Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. I'm a flower essence practitioner and a trainer of flower essences. And my passion is to help people just like you bring more balance, more joy, more passion into your lives with the help and support of the Nature Kingdom. And today we are celebrating the spring equinox. And in this part of the Nature Connection Show, we're going to be talking about colour and bringing the colours of spring into our lives. Now, right now, where I am in the Northern Hemisphere, we are having the most amazing spring. The colours are all around us, the colours of spring, and their vibrations are so very uplifting and so cooling and refreshing and really bring hope to us as we come out of the darker months. So today we're going to be talking about the colours of yellow, lime and green. Now these are all the colours that are surrounding us here right now in the Northern Hemisphere. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, I'm sure these colours can also be of huge benefit to you as you start to lose the light, and also as the yin energies become heavier for you, it's really nice to bring these more yang colours into your life as well. So wherever you're living, these colours are beneficial for us all at all times. So again, let's just take a few moments to balance ourselves. If you're listening to this without having taken a few deep breaths, just do that now. Feel your body. Sit back in your chair if you're able, if you're sitting down, if you're driving or doing anything which takes your attention. You can still do this, but just please take care. So just take some deep breaths, bring some balance into your body, and let's talk colour. Let's invite the vibrations of colour into this part of the show. Now, colour itself is a living energy. They are vibrations just like you and I. They are rays of light just like you are, you and I, but they just are visible to us in a different form. They are less manifest in the physical than we are, but nevertheless, they are still very here in our world. Colour is one of the ways that the Nature Kingdom speaks to us, and all the time we're surrounded by colour, all the time, and yet it can be so easy not to take notice of it. And when we start to pay attention to colour, then it does automatically bring us more into our bodies. But and also we can use the colour as a way of balancing ourselves. And if we like a particular colour, if a certain colour is good for us and we particularly enjoy wearing it and being surrounded by it, it's usually a good indication that you need that colour in your life. For example, if you love yellow flowers, if it's something that's constant for you, that's a great sign that these yellow flowers and the colour, the vibration of yellow, has a wonderful message for you. So let's tune in a little bit as to what those messages might be. So let's start with yellow. Certainly we have so much yellow around us, and here in England, in the United Kingdom, we're very lucky that we have many yellow flowers, and I know in all countries that's not the case, but we have so many flowers right now, the daffodils, the forsythia, the gorse is coming out, the crocus have almost their time is over now. We've had beautiful golden crocus, and there's a much yellow around us. And of course, the solar energy is also yellow. So if it's a colour, a pleasing colour for you, just take some deep breaths right now of the yellow ray. Make it pleasing to yourself as you breathe in. If you need a little bit less stimulation, then just breathe in a paler yellow. If you need some more solidity in your body, breathe in a more golden yellow. And if you would like some grounding and comfort in your body, you might just turn that yellow into, bring in some of the more amber, browny shades into it. So just allow whatever shade of yellow comes to you to just come in through your energy system, through your breath. And as you breathe out, just allow the yellow colour to circulate round your energy system and just see how that allows you to feel. So yellow in general is a colour of happiness. It's a colour of hope. It's a colour of confidence and empowerment. It's a great colour to be surrounded by if you're studying, because it brings clarity and focus. It really helps us to study and learn. It can also be very helpful for the digestive system, so many people have yellow in their kitchens. So if any time that you want to bring feelings of lightness into your body, to bring literally more light in on days when there is poor light around you, or you feel a need for light in your body, you can use yellow. Use it for clarity. And you can also use it for energy and action. Now you can just colour breathe, or you can go out and buy yourself yellow crystals, you can wear a yellow scarf, you can surround yourself by yellow accessories, and you can also use yellow flower essences, and that's a whole new subject all on its own. But some of the yellow flower essences that are very key right now would be daffodil, which we're talking about later, gorse and mustard, which are all in the batch system. So they're the ones that you could go and do some research on if you felt that calling you. So let's move to another vibration of spring, which is lime. Now there is so much of the spring green lime vibration around us right now, and it's not a colour that holds for too long in the spring energies. Once the more warmth comes through, it does actually become a darker, more solid green. But in this very tender early spring, when everything is very new, we do see this exquisite colour of lime. So just take a few seconds to tune in with the vibration of lime, and if it feels pleasing to you, just take some lime breaths, do some colour lime breathing. So just breathe that in. If you have difficulty accessing the colour, just take your mind to some lovely new shoots appearing on trees of this tender new colour. And breathe that lime green colour in. And see how that feels to you. It's more solid than the yellow colour. It's more earthing. And this is actually some of the words that we could use to describe the colour of lime. It's calming. Again, like yellow, it brings self-assurance because it has much yellow in its ray. But it has a more earthing aspect to it as well. And of course it is the colour of new beginnings, which spring tells us all about this. So if you need some calming self-assurance, maybe you need to give a talk and you feel nervous, lime would be a lovely colour to invite along with you. You could do this through a scarf, through some crystals, for example a peridot crystal, through some jewellery that you have, through any clothing that you have that might carry this ray. And of course you may also love lime as a fruit. There is a lime essential oil which is beautifully refreshing. So this is a colour that is very warm, very comforting, but at the same time uplifts, encourages positivity in ourselves, encourages self-assurance, is more solid than the yellow colour, and really helps to clear the energy system and also clear any tired energy that you might have in your body. And finally, let's check in with the ray of green, the green vibration. Now again, here in the United Kingdom, we're very, very lucky because we have so much green around us at all times of year. The grass right now, because we've had so much rain and there is not much actual warmth right now, the sun's not strong enough, everything is extremely green around us. So if you're lucky enough to live somewhere where you do actually have a lot of natural green around you, how wonderful it is to actually allow yourself to go out and bathe yourself in this green vibration. It's all around you all the time, and this is one of the gifts of the Nature Kingdom. So let's just take a few moments to do some colour breathing with green. Again, if this pleases you, take some deep breaths and just allow the green ray. So this is a deeper colour than lime. Allow whatever aspect of green to come towards you, that the ray that you need will naturally come towards you. So don't worry if it does look more of a lime colour, just allow that to be. But it's a deeper, darker colour. Emerald is a lovely example of this. Just breathe some green around your body and into your body. And just feel, again, that's even more grounding, isn't it, than the lime and the yellow colours. So this is almost like a rescue colour. So if you're somewhere where you need almost like a rescue energy injection, maybe you're very anxious, you're feeling quite ungrounded and you need some comfort and reassurance in your body, take some green breaths. It's very much a rescue colour, as it has this ability to neutralise any stress in our bodies. It's very harmonising, which is why going out into nature is so balancing and healthful. It's also very cleansing and very calming and very cooling. And just speaking to you about this now and having invited the ray of green into this part of the show, I can feel that shift myself, and I hope that I'm able to pass that on to you. So we can surround ourselves by green at any time when we wish for a better sense of well-being, of feeling closer to nature, any time that we need refreshment, that we need more energy, and at any time we need the calming, soothing and cooling rays of the green blend around us. Now we can do this by using any green clothes. That would be a colour that would be quite easy to wear. We can use green crystals such as emerald. Jade is a lovely crystal that also brings in the calming and soothing rays. There are many, many stones of this colour. We can also use accessories, blankets, shawls, many different ways, and of course the very best way is just to take a walk into nature and just allow your eyes to digest the green around you. Or maybe have a beautiful picture of green sitting on your desk where you work, so that any time you can just really connect back to this energy. So I hope you've enjoyed this 15 minutes of colour breathing of the spring energies. I've certainly enjoyed bringing their rays towards you, and I hope that this is a tool that you can easily access in your life at any time of year, but in particular at this time of year, just to make you really conscious of these beautiful spring energies and how they can support you. We're going to take a short break now, and I'll be back after the break where I'm going to be talking to you about the liver and gallbladder meridians and how, according to Chinese medicine, this can be of great benefit to us in actually bringing more balance into our lives. So I'll see you after the break. You're listening to the Nature Connections Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome back to our Spring Equinox Nature Connection Show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio and my name is Sarah Turner. And in this part of the Nature Connection Show, we're continuing with our theme of balance and spring energies, celebrating the equal light and dark that we have on the planet right now, and allowing this to reflect back to our own bodies, both our physical bodies and also our emotional and spiritual bodies, and really looking at different aspects of darkness and lightness in ourselves. And as always, referring back to the nature kingdom to access guidance and support. This is my passion, to help people feel supported and feel guided by the nature kingdom. She is all around us and her support is with us all of the time. So in this part of the show, we're going to be looking at what spring means and using the wisdom of Chinese medicine to really shine a light on this. Now, this is a very, very brief overview, and you can need to research this in much more depth yourself. We're literally just touching on these energies in order to link it back to our emotional selves. But according to traditional Chinese medicine, during spring, the liver and the gallbladder energies are at their peak, and therefore the flow of qi through these organs, and therefore the flow of blood and energy, increases. Now, this is not at all in any way about looking at any physical manifestations in the liver and gallbladder energies. And indeed, if you're concerned in any way about any physical aspects of you, then please do consult your GP or natural health practitioner. We're merely discussing the energies here and how these can make sense to us and help us move forward emotionally. So what does the liver and the gallbladder energies have to do with ourselves emotionally? Well, this is where the beauty of Chinese medicine can be so, so helpful. Now, the liver and gallbladder meridians, now these are natural energy pathways that flow through the body, and in particular through, as we're talking today, through the liver and gallbladder channels of the body. Now, as in spring, these meridians are more active. It's a great time of year to actually work with these energies, and it's of no surprise at all to know that the liver and gallbladder energetically are all about moving forward and energy and taking action, having focus, making plans, putting our visions into practice that we have been sitting with over the winter. So the seeds are now sprouting, the seeds that we planted possibly in the autumn or over the winter, they're now sprouting and it's time to move forward. The yang energy is pushing through the earth now. There's great upward thrusts of energy. So we can use this energy to help us move forward with our plans and our projects. Now, how this can be very helpful is if, as we were talking about earlier on in the program, if you have a character or a personality that's a bit of a perfectionist or a workaholic, at this time of year, these energies can go a little bit out of balance because the natural tendency is to do more and the energies around us are also encouraging us to do that. They're giving us that extra boost. So it may well be that you can use flower essences and other natural tools to actually bring balance to this maybe a little bit extreme push that's going through the body. Or conversely, and this again is very true for many people, maybe you're feeling stuck, maybe you're feeling tired, maybe it's difficult to actually draw the curtains in the morning and get going at all, and there is much more lack of action happening in the body. Now, the great thing is with the liver and gallbladder meridians, and what we're talking about here is that what I'm discussing here is great if you have too much energy, if you've got too much push and pressure going on, or if you almost don't have enough, if you could do with having more activity and some more commitment flowing through the body, some more ability to move forward. Because what flower essences do and what natural medicine does is it brings balance into the body. So whether we've got an over extension of the energy or an under extension, it will bring balance, whatever. So how might we know? Let's just give it a talk a little bit around the liver and gallbladder energetic manifestations. So again, as I said before, if you're concerned in any way, please do consult a GP or natural health practitioner. But here are just some ideas from you that come via Chinese medicine. So if you have muscular problems or are prone to headaches or migraines, there's a possibility that the liver and gallbladder energies are a little bit out of balance in your body. If you have tight muscles, this is another indication. Menstrual difficulties, anxiety and depression, a sense of frustration, a sense of feeling stuck, not being able to move on, stress, just stressed in general and out of balance, that's very liver and gallbladder according to Chinese medicine. And also you may be feeling a need to cleanse and purify, which would also be an indication. And of course, springtime is a wonderful time to use any naturopathic or nutritional ways of actually cleansing your body and helping your liver and gallbladder to flow more easily. And of course, when we cleanse on a physical level, then we will also be doing this on an emotional level. The two always go hand in hand. So if this makes sense to you, and I think most of us can all do with some help in allowing these energies to flow more easily in our bodies, then flower essences are a lovely, lovely way of helping this to be of more balance in the body. So let's have a look at a couple of flower essences that we could use to help the liver energies and the gallbladder energies. Now, the first one that I'd like to talk about is the Impassions flower essence. And again, these are both essences that I'm going to talk about here are batch essences because they're very, very easy to get hold of. So the Impassions essence, as is indicated by her name, is an essence for people who feel quite impatient with what's going on around them. Now, one way you might know this is if you feel that maybe everybody else is going slower than you and that you dislike being asked to wait. Maybe it gets really difficult for you to stand in a queue, or you get really stressed if you're sitting in traffic. Or there's a sense that you just need to move faster and everything around you is maybe not moving as fast as you would like it to do. So this is a great indication of Impassions. They can be people that can be a little bit, their tempers can get the better of them sometimes, so they can be a little bit sharp of tongue sometimes. They don't mean to be, it's just this Impassions nature inside of them wants to move things on more quickly. They have difficulty delegating maybe because it's just easier to do things themselves. Now, Dr. Batch himself was an Impassions constitution, so if you feel this is you, you are in absolute great company. So the Impassions essence can really help the liver meridian just come back into its own right timing. So it's almost like the fan belt in a car that's out of sync with the rest of the car. It's maybe spinning too fast or too slow. So the Impassions flower essence will actually help the body just come into its own right timing, so that the timing for you of both how you feel, of timings within your body, outside your body, of events being attracted towards you of certain, maybe you have a plan to do something and the timing of it is going a little bit out of sync and it's causing you to feel quite frustrated. Impatience is a lovely essence just to allow that sense of perfect divine timing into your life, which really helps this liver and gallbladder energy and maybe balances some of the yang energy that comes through very strongly at this time of year. And the other essence that I'd like to talk about, which is very indicated for springtime and liver and gallbladder energies, and of course can be used outside springtime too, is gorse, the beautiful yellow flower, also a Bach flower essence. Now, gorse has a very different picture to impatience. Gorse is for people who've given up hope. They find it really, really difficult to imagine that anything can ever get better. They may have reached the end of their tether, and it's really not worth trying very much because nothing's really going to work. And they've been in this place for a long, long time, and they really don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. So this would be the side of gorse that I was talking about earlier, where there's a sense of stuckness, not able to move on. So if that aspect of the spring energies, of the liver and gallbladder energies, speaks to you, then gorse could be a great friend to you, just to bring some light into your life. Bring some light so that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think for all of us, I've found that in my practice, gorse comes up an awful lot right now, even for people who don't actually fit that picture word to word, because we've only got to turn the television on nowadays and see what's happening in the world around us to actually feel really disheartened and really despondent that our planet is maybe somehow in this kind of out of control spin and things are not going to get better. So it's almost like our planet is in a constitutional gorse state right now. So for all of us, it's a really useful essence to take to bring some lightness in and to allow that light at the end of the tunnel so the soul can actually expand forwards and feel hope, and therefore feel more connected to the physical day-to-day life. So I hope that's given you a little indication as to how Chinese medicine can be very helpful to help us understand our energies. It's a great time to do Tai Chi right now. I'm a Tai Chi instructor myself, and my classes always get much fuller at this time of year because people really sense that need to move their bodies and to allow the chi to start moving in them. So if you do Tai Chi or have ever wanted to learn Tai Chi, now is an absolutely great time to go outside in the garden, practice if you already know it. And if you wouldn't want to join a class, it's a great time to look up a class near you and go and join and allow, really get your chi moving and in sync with the spring energies around you. So again, we're going to take a short break now, and I will be back after the break, and we're going to be meeting some flowers after the break, in particular, the daffodil. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome back to the final part of today's Nature Connections show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio, and my name is Sarah Turner, and today we are celebrating spring, in particular spring equinox, and the spring flowers that grace the Northern Hemisphere at this time of year. And so in this part of the show, we're actually going to be inviting in the energy and the devic connection to the daffodil flower. So we're going to take a little journey with the daffodil, and I'm going to invite you to connect with the elemental energies of the daffodil flower and to receive your own healing messages from her. So if you are able to right now, it would be very beneficial just to stop what you're doing and just to make yourself comfortable in your chair. If you're driving right now or working or unable to relax and close your eyes, please continue listening, but you might like to actually come back and do this visualization in more depth when you are able to relax and focus exclusively on yourself. So for those of you who are able right now, either sit in your chair with your feet on the floor and your spine straight. You can be comfortable, you can place your spine up against the chair. You might like to lie down, but again, you don't really want to fall asleep here. So if you can stay sitting upright, it's going to really help you stay connected and stay embodied right now. So just like the daffodil, I'd like you to focus on having a very strong base and a lovely spine, strong spine, just like the daffodil. And to take some deep breaths into your heart chakra. So let's focus on the number 5, which is the number of the heart. And with your feet on the floor and with the perineum pointing straight downwards, let's just take some breaths together. So counting in for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then breathe out for 5. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And take 2 more breaths on your own. If 5 is too long a number, just count, let's say, to 3. So count inwards. And then count exactly the same number as you breathe out. And just invite balance and grounding and connection into your body right now. And one more deep breath, counting inwards. And counting the same number as you breathe out. And into this space of connection, I'm inviting the elemental energies of the daffodil to come and join us in this space. Here in the UK this spring, daffodils have been absolutely glorious. And I truly believe that when flowers are in abundance in a certain place, they have a message for us. So in order to honour Daffodil at this time of year, I'm inviting her into this space with us in order to communicate to you her message. So I'm going to talk you through a very short visualisation. You can listen to my words, but you can also allow Daffodil to speak to you directly. And she may well have a message for you that's really in quite different words from the ones that I'm going to share with you right now. So stay open and allow Daffodil to speak to your heart. So staying connected with your breath, I'd like you to take a walk out through a park and just see yourself going down a path in a green woodland. You're surrounded only by nature. There are no humans around you. It's just you and the nature kingdom, the trees, the grass, maybe some squirrels, maybe some birds. And it's springtime, so the air is still a little cool. So you've got your jacket on, you've got your spring boots on, you've got a scarf on, and you're really enjoying the crisp, cool air as you walk through this woodland or through this park. And you can see around you the lime green shoots coming through on the trees. You can see the new grass coming through, lime green colour. You can see some darker green of the trees that haven't lost their leaves over the winter. These are your companions right now. So as you walk through this woodland or down this path in the park, suddenly to one side of you, now this could be to your left or your right, or it could be straight ahead, you see some yellow, some golden yellow in front of you. And you start to walk towards this big clump of yellow flowers. And as you draw nearer, you see that they're daffodils. And you have this whole spray, this whole blanket of daffodil energy in front of you. So greet the daffodils as they called out to you. And it just so happens that in your pocket you have a waterproof jacket. So just put it down on the grass. And it's warm enough now just to sit on the grass. And you're going to sit next to the daffodils. And as you sit down, you are able to see them more easily as your height is now maybe more equal to theirs. So as you sit down, greet them and just take a few deep breaths of their lovely golden yellow energy. And as you sit here with Daffodil, I'd like you to have a good look at her. She's quite comfortable for you to do that because it's through her signature of her shape that she communicates much of her message. And you'll see that she has a very stable base, and her bulb, although it may be not that deeply rooted in the ground, is very stable in the ground. And her long stem that grows upwards, which holds her flower, is actually also very resilient and very strong. And she needs this very strong stem because in the springtime it can get quite windy and she can get blown around quite a lot, but it's quite rare for her to get blown over. And then the top of this stem, she has this wonderful yellow trumpet. On occasions she has a golden centre too, a golden orangey centre. So here Daffodil speaks to you of stability, but also of upliftment and resilience through challenging times. And her trumpet really allows you to connect outwards and speak your truth, but from a stable base. So it's your truth that you're able to speak, not somebody else's, your own truth. So she is a celebration of expression, of self-expression. She enables us to really connect downwards into the earth and reach upwards into the heavens and allow this sense of heaven-earth connections to bring us a sense of truly who we are and truly how we're able to communicate this through ourselves. So allow Daffodil to speak her truth to you. And because she has this trumpet, you might also like just to put the trumpet to your ear and listen to yourself, listen to her. What messages does she have for you? So she allows us to speak outwards, but she also allows us to connect in with our inner hearing. So her message is one of self-expression, of confidence, of self-assurance, of stability, of optimism for the future. And she also has a message for you, so just allow that message through now. It might come to you now, or it might pop into your mind after you've finished listening to this. You might like to go for a walk if you have some daffodils near you and actually connect with them in this way. So I hope you've enjoyed connecting to Daffodil and to listening to today's Nature Connections show. I wish you a beautiful spring equinox full of balance and joy, and I look forward to connecting to you again next week for another Nature Connections show. Many blessings to you.